Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Friday, March 18th, 2016. If you're joining us off-net or online, we're in the Senate Finance Room, 532 in Alaska State Capitol. The time is 9:40 a.m. The bells will be ringing in about 10 minutes. Before us on the agenda today is SB 124, Extended Sunset on the Alaska Commission on Aging, and SB 1. SB 1, we have a CS that we will introduce, and we will be holding this bill. We'll recess until later this afternoon to see if we can get a technical issue that's being raised by one of the departments taken care of. But if not, that would roll to Monday's calendar. Senator Dunleavy, welcome to Senate Finance. Senator Olson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman.
Good morning.
Co-Chairman Kelly.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman Michicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop is away on state business, and I'm Senator Anna McKinnon. I'd like to bring the fiscal note before us on SB 124. There was conversation yesterday. Senator Michicki, if you could walk us through the fiscal note.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The department is the Department of Health and Social Services. The appropriation is Senior and Disability Services. The allocation is Commission on Aging. The OMB component number is 2674. The amended fiscal note reflects a staff reduction from 4 full-time positions to 3 full-time positions in FY17 and 2 full-time positions beginning in FY18. The reduction this year would be $93,000 in personal services, for a FY17 total of $539,700 with four positions, and in FY18 going forward would be $333,000 with two full-time staff positions going forward through FY22.
Thank you, Senator Michicki. Could I ask Kelly Cunningham to come to the microphone and Dwayne Mays from the Department of Health and Social Services? Dwayne's online. Welcome to Senate Finance. Kelly, if you could identify yourself for the record first, and then let's discuss the fiscal note a bit.
Good morning. My name is Kelly Cunningham. I'm the fiscal note coordinator at Legislative Finance.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Dwayne, could you respond on behalf of the department on the replacement fiscal note that Legislative Finance has provided the committee?
For the record, this is Dwayne Mays, Director for Senior and Disability Services. Madam Chair, are you asking me to respond to the fiscal note that was just read?
That is correct. Do you have a copy of that note?
I don't.
Okay, well, I'll have someone send it to you right now. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Mr. Mays, do you have a copy of the fiscal note now?
Madam Chair, yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Let us have a little bit of a conversation, and then I'll come back to you so you have an opportunity to review it. In yesterday's hearing, we talked about four staff persons supporting the Alaska Commission on Aging and the valuable work that they do on behalf of the people of Alaska for services for older Alaskans. The amendment that's before you today shows a reduction of one staff person for this year, and the fiscal note that Senator Machicki read into the record reflected both a $93,000 reduction to what is currently in the 2017 budget. Kelly, could you walk us through any specifics on those fund allocations so that it's very clear the intent of the legislature?
Yes, Madam Chair. So for FY17, the reduction is, as you said, one position and $93,300. And the breakout of that is $36,000 general funds and $57,300 interagency receipts. In the second year of the reductions in 18, the second position is removed approximately 6.9 of the remaining general funds from that allocation will be deleted, as well as general funds mental health, which leaves mental health trust receipt authority, as well as interagency receipts. So, as you said, in 17, one position is removed. In 18, a second position is removed.
Thank you. Mr. Mays, have you had an opportunity to review the fiscal note?
Madam Chair, yes, I have.
Mr. Mays, my office received last night from the department a fiscal note that was from you, and this document actually reflects everything that you provided, your office provided my office last night in FY18 going forward. Is that accurate?
Madam Chair, the fiscal note that we brought forward to you that I'm aware of has two positions reduced in FY18.
Correct. I'm just saying that what I'm trying to get on the record is on the out years on all of this. The department is the one who had provided that those numbers, and that we left those alone, and the only change to your fiscal note that it went through your procedures was the FY17 reduction. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I have a question on what the department is proposing in FY18 going forward through the sunset. It's intergovernment, or it's interagency receipts, which are general fund spending also. Have we just moved those two positions over to another division, department, or somewhere else that they stay working on the same issues?
Madam Chair, the two positions that we propose to reduce in FY18 are actually reductions. Those positions are not being moved elsewhere within the department.
And so there is a section in the state, a state unit on aging. So that state unit won't increase then? Am I reading the fiscal accurately that we have a unit that addresses aging issues, and so that unit will remain consistent for FTEs?
The state unit, Madam Chair, the state unit on aging is the Department of Health and Social Services, and that's delegated to the Division of Senior and Disability Services. And then we, as a requirement of the Older Americans Act, we are required to gather input from seniors throughout the state, and to have an advisory council, and the advisory council is the Commission on Aging.
Thank you very much. Do you have any other information that you'd like to provide the committee on the fiscal note?
I don't, Madam Chair, but just a heads up, we do have our administrative operations manager in the room there live if you have questions more to the fiscal note.
Is that Santa Effort?
Madam Chair, that's Jakelli Ziegenfuss, and I do believe Santa Effort, our assistant commissioner, is in the room as well.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Are there any other questions for legislative finance and our fiscal note support? Any questions here? Is there any objections to adopting the OMB component 2674 in place of the previous fiscal note that was submitted? Seeing and hearing none, the fiscal note prepared by legislative finance is attached to the bill, and the other one is not. Thank you, Ms. Cunningham.
Thank you.
If I could invite the department to the table, I don't want to move forward without providing an opportunity for you to comment on the fiscal changes or the bill moving out of committee. Santa? Thank you. Ms. Eifert, if you could identify yourself for the record.
Good morning. My name is Santa Eifert. I'm the Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Health and Social Services.
This is Denise Daniello, Executive Director for the Commission on Aging.
Madam Chair, for the in regards to the fiscal note, the department understands the fiscal climate that we are in, and we did go back and look at it. At this point in time for FY17, the governor's budget had been established for the commission. So that is why we looked at and thought the appropriate time to look at making the reductions would be in FY18. Would give us an opportunity to look at the impacts and the implications and implement those in 18. So that was the decision, and we were moving forward on what the governor had proposed for 17.
Thank you for that explanation. We understand that this will impact the work that is scheduled to be done, and would look forward to working with you to try to make that easier as these changes go forward. As I understand it, the spring forecast is getting ready to come out that will increase our deficit, reduce available funds to the state, and we are trying to take every action that we can possible to place the state in a better fiscal environment. Are there questions from committee members? Senator Dunleavy.
Through the chair, just a quick comment, Madam Chair. I think this is a process that's going to occur just about with every aspect of government, you know, starting a couple months ago going forward because of our fiscal climate. And there's going to be a lot of long-standing programs and a lot of good programs that are going to undergo this scrutiny, and it has to happen. And so just want to put that on the record that I think it's appropriate that the fiscal note's reduced at this time.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy. I would like to put on the record also, in LBNA, I brought up the issue that we were facing a very tough choice in reducing in FY17, and asking for both bodies in both houses to look at a way to fairly evaluate all boards and commissions as we go forward, because this commission is just here, has arrived first on this conversation, and it is nothing to do with the reflection of the good work that is being done there. And so I will work over the next 30 days to see how we can evaluate all boards and the existing staff there. With that, thank you for attending this morning.
Thank you.
Are we ready to move the bill?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. Move Senate Bill 124-29-LS-1235-alpha from committee with forthcoming fiscal note, actually with attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 124 with the new fiscal note, version A, moves from committee. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senator Machicki, can you restate your motion?
I will, Madam Chair. Thank you. I move Senate Bill 124-29-LS-1235-alpha from committee with a forthcoming fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 124, an act extending the termination date of the Alaska Commission on Aging and providing for an effective date, moves from committee. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. The bells are ringing. It is still March 17th, 2016. Next before the body is Senate Bill 1. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 1, Finance, 29-LS0003/Victor, before the committee as their working document.
Is there any objection to adopting the CS for the sponsor's substitute for Senate Bill Number 1, Finance Version B? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 1, Finance, is before the committee. With that, we'll take a recess and see if we can work out any technical changes, but that makes it available for the general public so that we can have a conversation. So we're in recess to the call of the chair, and we will let you know if we can make something work today. Good afternoon. We're back on the record. This is the Senate Finance Committee here in Juneau, Alaska, Room 532. It's Friday, March 17, 2016. I believe I already said it was 1:40 p.m. With me at the table this afternoon, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Hoffman, Co-Chairman Kelly, Vice Chairman Michicki, and myself, Senator Anna McKinnon. On today's agenda, it's SB 1. We adopted a CS version V earlier this morning and did not have a chance to go through version V. Ms. Shine, if you would identify yourself for the record and walk us through the changes that are now contained in the CS.
Yes. For the record, my name is Erin Shine. I'm staff to Senator Anna McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. Starting on page 1 on line 5, this new line, a new article was inserted, Article 4, Prohibition of Smoking in Certain Places. This new article heading is there because there were enough changes to 1835 that it makes it more descriptive. And this was something that the legal drafter had added in our CS when we ordered it. The next changes are on page 2, on line 13, under B7, we added building or, and that is a site of a business, for it to read, in a building or residence that is a site of a business at which the care of adults is provided on a fee-for-service basis. This is to clarify that your home, if your home is not a site of a business and you are receiving care in your home, that you can smoke. The next change on page 2 is lines 22 through 24. This is subsection C3. We've clarified it to read at a place of employment or healthcare facility that has declared the entire campus or outside grounds or property to be smoke-free. This was a conversation that we had offline with the University of Alaska, and their whole campus is smoke-free. So if we were to require them to put signs up that said that you can't smoke within 20 feet of the entrance, however, their entire campus is smoke-free, it would be contradictory. So this exempts them from doing that. It also is for health care facilities as well. The next changes you'll find on page 4 in this CS, on line 9, we changed may to shall. The next change is on line 20. We removed the word maximum and the word and. So now it only reads smoking prohibited by law, maximum fine 50. On page 4, line 22, we included a new subsection 3 and was inserted at the beginning of that. This was a conversation we had about the different signs that are posted around Alaska. Some use puffins and horn-tuft puffins, so we try to clarify that we aren't making them use one sign, that they have an option to use the different signs that are available to them. On page 4, line 28, we also removed the word maximum after fine, or before fine. The next change on page 5 is inserting a new section on line 7 through 15, and this is the power and duties of the commissioner. This is so that the DEC can administer the program and that DEC has the authority to adopt regulations. The next change that we have is on page 6, lines 24 through 25. We deleted not less than 10 nor more than, so to clarify that it's only a $50 fine. Also in that section on line 27, we removed 20 and inserted 50. Moving to the next page, on line 7, or on page 7, lines 17 through 18, similar to the previous amendment, we removed not less than 10 nor more than, as well as on line 19, removed 20 and inserted 50. The following, the rest of the changes are all conforming or technical. And that, Madam Chair, is the changes that are in between the State Affairs version and the Finance version before you.
Are there questions on the CS for the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 1? Senator Machicki.
Am I moving amendments, Madam Chair? Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment number one.
I'll object for purposes of understanding the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Amendment number one came out of a conversation we had with DEC after we had adopted the CS this morning. And I'll direct you to page 4, lines 7 through 16. All of that language would be deleted. And then the following, on amendment number 1, page 1, line 2 through 12 would be inserted. I would probably ask a lifeline from DEC to clarify what I'm going to try to explain to you why we did this, but right now, requiring the department to adopt regulations for this section for a standalone shelter would be redundant since they would be enforcing it through the current statute that's here. So it would ultimately remove the requirement for them to adopt regulations.
Is there someone from the department online or in the room that would like to speak to this? If they'd come to the microphone, identify themselves for the record, and provide additional.
And if I might, Madam Chair, there's one other section that I can point out, and then we can hear from the department, if that's it. If you can go to the second page, line 5, or page 5, line 8, we would be removing the word shall. Dropping down one line to line 9, we would be inserting the word shall after 1, and after subsection 2 on line 11, we'd be inserting the word may.
Welcome to Senate Finance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Alice Edwards. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Environmental Conservation. Thanks for the opportunity to be able to give you our thoughts on this amendment. What this amendment essentially does is it removes a requirement for the department to establish regulations in a couple of places here in this statute. And under the current statutes, we implement under the statutes, we don't have specific regulations for smoking. We haven't had a need to reiterate these requirements that are pretty specific into state regulation up to this point. So this would just remove, it would give us the ability to write regulations if we needed to, but it would not require us to do so. And we think that we can implement this through the statute itself.
Are there questions from committee members? I'll withdraw my objection to amendment number one. Is there further objection? Seeing and hearing none, amendment number one is adopted. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment number two.
I'll object. Ms. Shine.
Yep. For the record, this is Erin Shine. Amendment number two, I'd like to point out, was drafted to a previous version, to the X version, but it also, the amendment language still lines up with the current version we have here. So if you can go to page 5, lines 23 through 25. When Mr. Kopp had rolled out the legislation in our finance committee, there was discussion about who would have the authority to implement the sections of this in between Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Health and Social Services. Our office tried to work with both Senator Machicki with his office as well as the departments to try to work out some language where DEC would still have the enforcement, but they would work collaboratively with the Department of Health and Social Services. And that is what this amendment is hoping to accomplish.
Alice, Ms. Edwards.
Yes, Madam Chair. We have reviewed this amendment and believe that this would make clear that we would be working with the Department of Health and Social Services related to compliance assistance and education with respect to the statute.
Senator Machicki, is this an appropriate bridge? Can we work with this in the legislation as it goes forward?
Oh, absolutely, Madam Chair. I mean, just for the public's information, this has been confusing on where this should lie, and we had a meeting with the Department of Health and Social Services and the Department of Environmental Conservation the other day. This is sort of how it's done now, and with the changes that come about in this law, it allows the compliance section to come with the Department of Environmental Conservation. Yet this is a very light-handed bill to encourage folks to support a smoke-free workplace, and Health and Social Services will be doing most of the outreach in educating employers how to keep their employees safe. So, like I said, we hope that there's never a single, much like the Anchorage law, we hope that there's never a single citation. It's really reliant upon education and awareness. So I think it works perfectly. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to direct Legislative Legal to do conforming changes to version V of Amendment Number 2. With that, Amendment Number 2 is adopted. Senator Machicki, any comments? It's the intention of the chairman to set this aside. We now have a working document that we can have fiscals finalized for so that we could move forward. Do you want to look at the fiscals right now? They could change slightly.
We can wait to see how things... Just for the public record, I know the issue is we have a donor for covering the signage, and we're working through how who would have the receipt authority of those funds. So we can certainly wait until we have the fiscals in final form.
Thank you. So the current fiscals show a $15,000 general fund spending of replacement signs. And that's with the Department of Transportation. And the challenge for us right now is they don't have receipt authority to receive a potential contribution or possible an ethics reason for not accepting or letting someone else pay for the funds, as I understand it. So we're working through that now with Legislative Legal as well as the department to see if there's a way or if it's appropriate for someone else to pay for that signage or and not just the state to do that. I did raise the issue that we had that issue before us in the governor's office. If you recall, someone was donating, I believe, to try to help with some renovations that was happening. Anyway, we'll set it aside right now. Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we're back in session. On Monday, March 21st, we have SB 128, the Permanent Fund Dividend, Deposit, Dividend, and Earnings. I believe we have General Richards speaking to us somewhere about 9:15. If we can get here quickly, maybe we can get SB 1 out before that conversation starts. So that would be the goal.
Can I, Madam Chair?
Senator Machicki.
Just to make sure that folks understand there's not a parallel between that and the governor's remodeling project is that the American Cancer Society currently partners financially with our tobacco cessation program and invests fairly heavily, so it's more along the same lines of that. I thought it was worth putting that on the record, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Anything else? With that, we're adjourned.